Whenever you're ready.
Okay. As I neared Damascus on my journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" I asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied to me. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." I got up from the ground, but when I opened my eyes, I could see nothing. So they led me by the hand into Damascus.
That was good. Let's do one now with just some pauses in between each sentence.
Okay. As I neared Damascus on my journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" I asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied to me. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." I got up from the ground, but when I opened my eyes, I could see nothing. So they led me by the hand into Damascus.
Good. How'd you feel about it? Do it again?
I'll do it again, yeah. I'll do it again. Well, which one am I doing again? The sectioned one? The pause one?
Yeah. Whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Yeah, this reading, though. Mm-hmm.
As I neared Damascus on my journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" I asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied to me. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." I got up from the ground, but when I opened my eyes, I could see nothing. So they led me by the hand into Damascus. As I neared Damascus on my journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" I asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied to me. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." I got up from the ground, but when I opened my eyes, I could see nothing. So they led me by the hand into Damascus.
And do it one more time with the pauses.
Okay.
You know, it's harder because you don't have the context of what you just said right there, but.
As I neared Damascus on my journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" I asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied to me. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." I got up from the ground, but when I opened my eyes, I could see nothing. So they led me by the hand into Damascus.
One thing I wondered, when you're quoting, saying, "I am Jesus whom you're persecuting, now get up," and I wonder if you could do that a little more commanding.
Okay.
"Now get up." And that, go into this
that's it.
A little I, more.
I started off that way, and I thought it made Jesus sound angry. Yeah. Get up.
He might have been angry. I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't have to be angry, but maybe a little bit just
more
a little
commanding.
More commanding, yeah. Try one.
As I neared Damascus on my journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" I asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied to me. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." I got up from the ground, but when I opened my eyes, I could see nothing. So they led me by the hand into Damascus.
Yeah.